And morning. Today's daf from Bava Basra, Zayin Hey. We have one more day of Agadah here in the beginning of the fifth parak of Bava Basra. Ocher Sasina started off with the Mishnah, but the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah launches into a lengthy discussion of Divrei Agadah. We had over the course of Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dal 21 different stories, fantastic creatures, fantastic animals. And we're now on 9 Dalamud Beis. We're halfway down the Amud at the two dots. And the Gemara is going to continue its discussion. We're going to be focusing a lot today around the animal known as the Leviathan. Mentioned indirectly in Chumash, directly in Tana, in Navi, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And that will be the course of our discussion today. We'll end off today with the... we'll finish today the Agadah, and tomorrow we continue the Gemara with the discussion back to the Halacha and the talk in the discussion of transaction of boats. We are right in the middle of the Amud. I'm going to start back with the words. Vayivra Elokim es hataninim, agadolim. So this is all the way back on Ayin Dal Amud Beis. This is halfway down in the Amud. It's from the very beginning of Maaseh Bereishis. This is Bereishis Perek Aleph. The Torah describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Taninim Gedolim. So that's great animals. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hacha Targim Arzila Diyama. So over here in Bava, we translate it as Arzila Diyama. Arzila Diyama are the Re'emim, these animals of the sea. Fantastic animals of the sea. And Rav Yochanan Amar Zeh Leviathan. Rav Yochanan says this is a reference to the Leviathan. Now, Nachash Briach Leviathan Nachash Akaltan. There are two types of Leviathan. There's one that's straight and there's one that's curved. Shinem Rabbi Yamahu Yivkar Hashem B'charvo Akashev Echule. Okay, and then you go up to the Pesukim in Yeshayahu, and you're going to see over there a reference to the two different types of the Leviathan, one being the straight one and one being the curved one. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Mashe Bar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Zachar Nekev Baram. Kadosh Baruch Hu designed creation so that the creation would be in the form of both male and female. Afli Leviathan Nachash Briach Leviathan Nachash Akaton Zachar Nekev Baram. And same thing is true with the Leviathan, both the straight and the curved Leviathan. Kadosh Baruch Hu created them both male and female. V'yamalei Niskakin Zelazem Achrivim Kolam Kula. So, and had they had relations with one another, and had they propagated, the world would have been destroyed. Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh, what did he do? Sire says, Azach v'hara ganakeva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated the male, and he killed the female. U'machal asadikim lasin lava. With the meat of the female he salted, in anticipation of the world to come. Shinemar. Paul says, V'haragis atanin asher v'yam v'af behemos b'chararei elev. Zachar unakeva bara'am. I'm sorry. Asher b'yam, period. V'aragis ha-tanin asher b'yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the tanin. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the female so that they would not propagate. Okay, ve'af. Thank you. Ve'af behemos b'harei elav zachar nekeva baram. And the same thing is true regarding behemos. Now, behemos is generally the term that's used to describe animals as a general principle. But over here, the word behemos is understood in the context of, once again, these kind of animals that are just these huge, fantastic creatures. So the Elmalin is Kakin Zelazem Achriven Kolam Kula. Now, regarding the behemoth, same story. Had they been able to propagate the male and the female and reproduce, so the world would have been destroyed. Ma Asakarz Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Sire sa zachar v'tzine nanakeva. So he castrated the male, and he cooled down the female. So he didn't kill the female in the case of behemoth, unlike the Leviathan, but he just cooled her down. Vishamra letzadikim lasilavo, and prepare them for the world to come. Shenemar hinei na kochel b'masnav zeh zachar v'onal b'psira b'tno zunakeva. So again, the pasuk in Iyov, and remember, the Rashbam says that a lot of this agadah that we're doing from the beginning of the parak until the end of today's daf is really a lot of pesukim from Iyov, because a lot of cryptic pesukim mentioned in Sefer Iyov. So the Gemara over here is going on to discuss. So the Gemara says now, in terms of a strategy, why, when it comes to the animals, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrate the male, cool down the female, and by the Leviathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do that, but rather he killed the female. So the Gemara says, Dag and Prise. So the Gemara says, because fish in general are more parts, and there's no such thing, so to say, as cooling down the female when it comes to fish. So the Gemara says, now why not do the opposite? Meaning, why is it that he killed the male? Sorry. Why is it that he killed the female, not the male? So the Gemara says, one could be a function of taste. Okay, the Leviathan female just tastes better, and Ibai's could be. Ibai's emakim and dixiv Leviathan zay yisart lasachik bo, but in the cave of Chara. So the so we also have a pasuk in Tehillim that says that Akash Baruch Hu created the Leviathan in order to play with it. Okay, to the best of our understanding, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the Gemara says, so once we know that, so then it's not derech eretz that Akash Baruch Hu should be playing with the female, but rather with the male. Hachanami limuchal nekeva. So the Gemara says, so here also, meaning, so let's now go to the world of the behemoths. So by the behemoths, so why don't we say the same thing? Meaning, why didn't Akash Baruch Hu just simply kill the female and salt them like he did by the Leviathan? So the Gemara says, Kavra malicha male, bisra malicha lamale. Okay, so as an answer, the Gemara says that fish, salted fish, delicious. Salted meat, on the other hand, not as delicious. When he created the world, so he talks now to the Sar Shal Yam. Every one of the creations that he created has a ministering angel over it. So now he's speaking to the Sar Shal Yam, the ministering angel over the ocean. Pesach Picha, Ubalakol Meimu Sheba Olam. He wanted him to swallow all the waters of the world. Amr Lefanav Ribonu Shel Olam. So the Sar Shal Yam responds, says back to Hashem, Dai She'amod Bishali. So it's enough that I can handle basically my own, that which I'm appointed over. Meaning I simply don't have the wherewithal, the capability of swallowing all the waters of the world. Miyad ba'ad bo v'hargo. Because Baruch Hu got so angry, so he kicked and he killed the Sar Shal Yam. Shenam Rabbekocho Rega Hayam uvizvunaso mechetz Rahav. The word Rahav, the arrogant ones. You saw the word Rahav back in the end, in Rashi on the end of Parshas Vayeshev, right when the when Yosef asked for the Egyptians the server of the wine. I'm sorry, I forgot how to speak English. Okay, it'll for sure come back to me. Sar Amashkim, right, the Sar Amashkim, the Sar Ofim, thank you. So the Sar Amashkim and the Sar Ofim, so he asked them to remember, well, not the Sar Ha'ofim, right, it wasn't going to be a point over there, but by the Sar Amashkim, he asked them, could you please remember me to Paro? And he doesn't, in other words, he forgets, and Rashi says, as a result of Yosef's lack of Amunah, so he spent another 2 years in prison. And Rashi over there cites that the reason why is because he trusted in the Rehavim, meaning the arrogant ones, a reference to the Egyptians. So over here, the Gemara over here uses the same pasuk, same word to describe the Sar Shal Yam. He was an arrogant one. Amar Rav Yitzchak Shma Mina Sar Shal Yam Rav Shmo. So his name actually was Rav. V'amale Mai Mechas and also Ein Kol Beria Yichol Amar Berecho. Now, had it not been for that, he was at the bottom of the ocean and the water covered him, then no one could survive him. And no one could survive his stench. Shenemar lo yiruv lo yastisu b'chol har kachi. I'm sorry. Kemayim layam mechasim. Al tikrim layam mechasim. Ela lesara shalyam mechasim. It's not that it just covers the ocean, but it covers the sara shalyam. No one could withstand his smell. Va'am rav yun am rav yarden yosei mi'maras pasyam. The Jordan River comes from as a result of the caves of the Pamyas. Tanya namayach. The Gemara quotes the Brisa as well. Yarden yosei mi'maros. Pamyas, that the Jordan River flows as a result of the caves of the Pamyas. And then it goes and it hits the sea of Sichvi and the sea of Tveria. And then eventually goes to the Yamagadol. Okay, now it happens to be that the Yarden, as we know, it doesn't take that particular trajectory, but okay. But the Gemara says that that's the tradition that it had. It ends up going to the Yam HaGadol, assuming, of course, the Yam HaGadol is a Mediterranean Sea. And ultimately, it goes out and it hits the mouth of the Leviathan. Shenemar Yiftach bi Yaniach Yarden al pihu. Maskevla Rabba, I'm sorry, Maskevla Rabba Barula, Hai Behemos, Bechare Elef Ksiv. That wasn't in reference to the Leviathan, but that was in reference rather to the Behemos. Ella Amarabba Barula, Amos, Behemos, Bahari Elef, Betuchos. When are the Behemos? Again, the Behemos over here, not the generic animal, but specifically the large, fantastic animal called Behema. So when are they Betuchos? When are they confident? When they know that the water of the yard grain ultimately goes into the mouth of the Livyasan. Why are they confident at that point in time? So the Rashbam over here brings down. It's the second to last Rashbam in the Amud. Shelo yamusu kol shal shi'aniach yardin lepiv shal livyasan to chosman shuuchai betuchin hein kamo kein. They know that they're going to be alive as long as the livyasan is preoccupied. But once the livyasan is no longer preoccupied, so then the behemoth themselves are going to be afraid. They're apparently the two of them are going to go head to head. In other words, ultimately in La'asilavo, so the Livyasan and the Behemoth are going to be battling one another. So as long as the Livyasan is preoccupied, so the Behemoths are betuach, they're confident. Ki asa rabdi mi amr rav Yochanan mai dechziv. Okay, we are five lines from the bottom of the Amud on Ayin Dalamud Beis. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Tehillim: Ki hu al yamim yisadava al naharos yichonen now. Eilu sheva yamim varba naharos shemakifin etzaret Yisrael. There are seven oceans and four rivers that encircle Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elohim shivas yamim, and the seven seas are as follows. Now, some of these seas I'll be able to identify. Some of these seas I will not be able to identify. So yamim shel tver v'yamim shel sdom. So you have Tveria, the Kinneret, and you have yamim shel sdom. I assume that's Yam HaMelech. Yama shel chelas. Now chelas could be elas, meaning it sounds similar to one another, but to be fair, the Gemara here uses the word chelas. Yama shel chilta, yama shel sivchi, v'yam aspamya v'yam agadol. Okay, so and we get to the rough patches of the oceans that I cannot identify. The yama shel chilta, the yama shel sivchi, I don't know from them. Yam aspamya. Now that sounds like the Sea of Spain, right? We already discussed aspamya earlier in the Masechta. Okay, but generally speaking, the Sea of Spain is the Mediterranean. But then it also says the Yam HaGadol. Okay, so again, I'm not here to profess any kind of knowledge of which particular seas the Gemara is making reference to, but it's a tradition that there are seven seas surrounding Eretz Yisrael. Ve'el and Arba Naros, and far the four rivers. So Yarden, Yarmuch, Kirmion, and Pigah. And again, same story. I can identify one of them, but that's about it. What's that? The Oh, the Yamach. Oh, okay. So the Kiyasa, Rav Dima, Rav Yonas, Anasin, Gavriel, La'asos, Kinunya, Im, Livyasan. La'asad Lavo, so Gavriel's going to go out, and he's basically going to go on a hunt. And what is he going to hunt? He's going to hunt the Livyasan. Shenamar, Atim Shoch, Livyasan, Becheko, Bechevel, Tashkir, L'shono. Okay, so the Pasuk in Iyov. Again, that's a big theme of today. So the Pasuk in Iyov describes how he's going to basically pull with ropes and with cords on the Livyasan. And without the help, without divine assistance, Gavriel is not going to be successful. Shenamar say yigash chavo. Okay, so this is what's going to happen. Lasi lavo. Ki azar of dimi amar of Yochanan b'shashal Livyasan ra'ev motzi hevel mipiv v'martiach kol meimoshim emetzula. So at the time when the Livyasan is hungry, so there's an odor that permeates that comes out of the mouth of the Livyasan and heats up all the waters, all the depths of the waters. Shenamar yartiach kisir mitzula v'omale machtin shroshol gan eden ein kol ber yechol la'amod b'reichol. And then had it not been for the fact that he puts his head into gan eden, so nobody could withstand the smell that comes out of the mouth of the Livyasan. Shenamar yam yasim kemad kecha. Now at the time when the Livyasan is thirsty, Osen Talam and Talam and Biyam, so he makes furrows and furrows into the ocean. Shenema Acharib Yair Nasiv. Amar Vakhaba Yaakov Ain Tahom Choser Leisano Achivim Shana. And the recovery time for the Tahom is 70 years. It takes the depths of the ocean 70 years to recover from this event. Shenema Khashov Tahom Liseva. The Tahom recovers to its Seva. And we know, in Seva Pachusa Mishiv'im, right? The Pasuk says regarding the elderly, Mimnei Seva, Tachom, you have to stand in front of a Seva. And the Rishonim bring down that means that when somebody hits 70 years of age, so now officially he's a Seva, and therefore you have to honor them. Gemara Kedushin has a debate whether or not they have to be Tamid Chachamim, or at least they have to be just generally good people. But anyway, but the word Seva is a reference to 70 years. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan Asi, Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asos u'da l'tzadikim mipsar shel Livyasan. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a meal for the tzaddikim using the meat of the Livyasan. Shenemar, Yechru Alav Chavarim, the Ein Kara Elasuda. The word Kara is a reference to a meal. Shenemar, Vyechru Lehem, Kara Gedolah, Vyechru Vyishtu, the Ein Chavarim, Ela Tamid Chachamim. And the Chavarim made in reference over here are to the Tamid Chachamim. Shenemar, Yoshevitz, Beganim, Chavarim, Makshivim, Lekolech, Hashmi'ini. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim describes how they are in the base medrash and they are speaking out Torah. Not the simple pshat in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, but we know that the Shir Hashirim is an analogy. It's a homily. Now, as far as the rest of the meat of the Leviathan, so a portion of it is going to go, the first portion is going to go for the tzaddikim as a suda for Asid Lavo. And then the rest is going to be divided and distributed in the streets of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, Yechatsuhu Bein Kenanim. Divided amongst the Kenanim. The Ein Kenanim Ela Tagarim. And Kenani is a term that we use often to describe simply merchants. Shenemar Kenan Biado Mozne Mirma La Ashok Ahav. Okay, he likes to steal from people. Okay, not a nice way to describe merchants, but again, the idea that the word Kenani is a reference to a merchant. V'ibayzem ameacha asher sochra sarim kenaneha nechbade eretz. Okay, another pasuk that describes the Kenani being merchants. V'amarav amarav yochanasik hash baruch lasos sukkala tzadigim yarushal livyasan. Also, with the hide of the Leviathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make huts and booths for the tzaddikim. Shenemar, hitmaleh b'sukkos haro zacha osen lo sukkah. Now, if the person is zochah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him an entire hut with a roof and the sides and an entire enclosure for the tzaddikim from the hide of the Leviathan. Lo zacha osen lo tziltzel. Now, otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just make a little bit of shade. Just the top. Shenemar v'tzatzel dagim rosho zacha osan lo tzatzel lo zacha lo osan lo anak. Now, if the person's not zocha, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will make like a little necklace, and that affords some protection. Very little, obviously. So shenemar v'anakim legagarech zacha. Again, these are all psukim and iyov. So understand again the larger theme of today. A lot of psukim and iyov being understood in the context of the Leviathan and Asid Lavo. If the person's not zocha, Zachos and Lo Anak, Lo Zachos and Lo Kemea. Now, if the person is not Zochah, so that just an amulet is going to be formed from the hide of the Leviathan. Shenemar v'tikshana l'narusech v'ashar parso Kadosh Baruch Hu l'chomus Yerushalayim. Now, as far as the rest is concerned, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take it and use it to spread over the walls of Yerushalayim. V'ziv ma'vik misof ha'olam v'atsof ha'olam will produce a splendor, a radiance for the entire world. Shenemar v'achu goyim l'arech u'malachim l'gona zerchechech. Okay. V'samti katkot shim shosech. Okay, this pasuk from Yeshayahu, the Gemara now is going to explain. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani pligitrei malache berikia gavriel michal v'amri laitrei amarai b'marava. Either it's a machlokis malachim, we don't normally find this, but in the subject matter of today, we're going to find this. So either it was a machlokis between the malachim, specifically Gavriel and Michal, or it's a machlokis between the Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael. Uman Inun, Yehuda v'Chizkiah, Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the sons of Rabbi Chiya. Chara Marshom v'chara Mayashpe. So in terms of what exactly the stone that was used that's described in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, so it's either Shom or Yashpe. Now to me, personally, they're both precious stones, and I don't know the difference between one and the other, but okay. But that's my ignorance. I'm a little Kadosh Baruch Hu, lehavi kedeno kedeno. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I love both pshatim, so therefore it should be both types of stone. Usharech l'avnei ekdach, and as far as the gates are concerned, avnei ekdach, stones of ekdach, kihadi yasiv Rabbi Yochanan, v'kadarshat asir Kadosh Baruch Hu, lehavi avanim tovos, margalos sheheim, shloshim al shloshim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring stones. The stones are going to be 30 by 30 amma. V'chokik b'hem eser al esrim. And what we're going to do is we're going to make a portal, an entrance, 10 by 20 ma'amidim b'shar Yerushalayim. And they're going to be brought into the gates of Yerushalayim. So we're going to have this massive stone, massive precious stone made up of 30 by 30 amma, and an entrance of 10 by 20. And that will provide the entrance, the gate, a sha'ar to Yerushalayim. Legal leg, alav oso tamid. Now, a student was listening to Rav Yochanan and thought that his Rebbe was out of his blessed mind. Hashta kebe asa ditzitzala lo mishkachinan kulei hai mishkachinan. So we don't have precious stones that big. We barely have the size of an egg, a precious stone. Right? That's the largest precious stone that we know of. And you're talking about these precious stones that are 30 by 30. Amma, Rebbe, what are you talking about? At one time, the student went down on a boat into the ocean. So, and the boat's drifting out into the water, and he sees Malach Hesharis, and they're quarrying stones, precious stones, or Margalio Shehim Lamed Al Lamed, V'chakik Bahem Esa Barom Esrim. And these stones were 30 by 30, and they were making an entrance within the stones of 10 by 20. Amarlu Hani Laman. And now he turns to the Malach Hesharis while in the boat, drifting off in this, in the ocean, and he says, what is these for? Amarlay Sha'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamed Amishar Yerushalayim. He should have known the answer already, but the Malachim said to him, what do you mean? These are the stones that are going to be used for the entrance of Yerushalayim. Also, the comment to Rav Yochanan, the student goes back to Rav Yochanan after his journey. Amalei Drosh Rebbe Lecha Na'el Ledrosh Kasher Amarta Kain Ra'isi. And he loved his Rebbe now because he thought his Rebbe was crazy. Now he realized Rebbe knew what he was talking about. And continue, and let's hear some more. And not only that, by the way, but not only are you saying it, but I saw it. Amar lo. So Rav Yochanan was not taken by the compliment. He was not flattered by the compliment. Just the opposite. He was insulted. Reka, you empty individual. Il male re'isa lo hamanta, malagleg al divrei chachamim ata. So he says, had you not seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. And therefore, what you're really doing is you're just basically making fun of, you're ridiculing the words of the Talmid Chachamim. Rav Yochanan gave him the eye, and he turned into a pile of stones.
Stories never end,
though. I'm sorry, bones. A pile of bones. Thank you. Thank you. No, they're not ending. And they're not ending until the end of today. Meisvei. But Olecheschem come on, Yosef Kosh Baruch Hu will bring you into there in straits. Rabbi Meir Omer, Masayim Amakishtei Kamoshel Adam. As far as the height is going to be 200 amas, Shtei Kamoshel Adam Rishon, and that is twice the height of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon and Midrashic sources and in our Gemara, it's very clear from our Gemara, Adam Rishon was poised at 100 amas tall. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says elsewhere, was 10 amas tall. So Moshe Rabbeinu was just but a percentage, 10% of the height of Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Me'ama Keneged Heichal V'Kaslav. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the height of these walls, Lost in Love, are going to be 100 amas. Shenema Asher Benenu Kinetim Megudalim Kinurehem Banosenu Kizavios Mechodvos Tavnis Heichal. Rav Yochanan was describing, the Gemara is bothered by the fact that it sounds like from the Pasuk that the walls are going to go up much higher. So the Gemara says Rav Yochanan was only describing the Kavi, he was only describing the windows, the Bezika, that allows for air to go in and out. Is going to make seven chuppas for every tzaddik. Shenemar, v'Hashem al kain mechon hartzion v'al mikareha anan yomam v'ashen v'noga eish la'ava laila ki akol kavod chupa melamed shekol echav echad osa l'Kadosh Baruch Hu chupa lefi kvodan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a chuppah for every tzaddik based on his merit and based on what he deserves. Ashan bechupa lama. Now it sounds like there's smoke billowing out of the chuppah. Why would that be? Amar Rabbi Chanin shekol misha einav tsaros betamid chachamim b'olam hazeh mismalos einav ashen la'olam haba. Anyone who basically looked at the chachamim askant in this world, so their eyes are going to be filled with the smoke in the olam haba. Ve'esh bechupa lamali. Why is there fire in the chuppah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina malami shekol echa ve'echa nichva mechupas lo shechavero. Everyone's going to be burned based on the chuppah of their friend. And the Rashbam explains, because basically what's going to happen is that each is going to look at the other with jealousy. That's your chuppah. That's what your chuppah looks like. My chuppah doesn't look as good. And there will be a kinna. There will be a certain amount of jealousy that exists between them. Lost in love. Oy lo laosa busha. Oy lo laosa klima. And woe, says the Gemara, to that kind of embarrassment. Similarly, the Gemara says, "V'nasata mehodecha alav v'lo kol hodecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give. I'm sorry. Moshe is going to transfer over some of his prophecy over to his disciple. Zekein chashav osa ador amru pnei Moshe kipnei Chama pnei Yeshua kipnei Levana. Now, even though Moshe gave over, Moshe didn't give all of it over. And in terms of a comparison, they said Moshe, his face looked like the sun. Yeshua's face looked like the moon. Yeshua was great. Comparative to Moshe, not as great. And the Gemara says, similar. That's a similar idea to the idea expressed regarding everyone having their own chuppah corresponding to the measure that they attain. Oila la osa busha, oila la osa klima, and woe to the kind of embarrassment that suffered when you are compared relatively to somebody else. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Eser Chuppas, Eser Kadosh Baruch Hu, La Adam Arishon Began Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon 10 chuppas. Shenemar ba'eden gan alokim havias kol evin yikara v'chulei. You read on in the pasuk in Yechezkel, and you will see that there are 10 different types of stones that are mentioned over there, corresponding to the 10 chuppas that Kadosh Baruch Hu made for Adam Rishon. Marzutra amar ata. Sorry, Acharisre. Marzutra says that there were in fact 11. Shenemar kol evin yikara. Amar Rav Yochanan v'garush bekulam zahav. Now, happens to be that if you look at the list, you'll find that gold is mentioned last. Gold was of the most inferior quality, which of course to us gold is of a superior quality, which means again, relativistically speaking, it's, you know, to us gold seems great, but in Gan Eden gold was just but the tenth of the stones. The Kachashiv Leila Vasov, gold was mentioned at the end of the list. My Malachas Tupechu Nekev Chabach, Amrav Yehuda, Amrav. Amalo Kadosh Baruch Hu Lechira Melech Sur. The pasuk here in Yechezkel is a description to what Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Chiram. Bach Nistakalti Ubarati Nekav Nekavim Ba'adam. Chiram, when I saw you, so I decided, in other words, I saw that you were going to come into the future. So what I did is I made the human body with orifices so that the person would have to excrete and it would be a humbling event. Meaning, Chiram was very arrogant, and Kadosh Baruch Hu realized that a human being could become so arrogant that basically Kadosh Baruch Hu will have to put people in a position where they're going to have to go to the bathroom, they're going to have to defecate, and that's it's humiliating, and it gives us all a sense of anava. Some say that this is in fact what was said. We are now on the top of Ein Hamad Beis. The Kanasti Misa Al Adam Harishon. I looked at you, and as a result of that, a knas, I imposed a fine, and that Adam Harishon is going to die. My va'amakareha. So Amar Rav Yochanan lo b'Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh ki Yerushalayim shel olam haba. The Yerushalayim of this world is not like the Yerushalayim of the world to come. Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh kol arotza la'alos olam. When it comes to Yerushalayim nowadays, so who can make aliyah? Anybody who would like to. There's no vetting. There's no security. Anyone can go. La'olam haba. Sha'olam haba ein olan ella hamizumanim la. However, in the Yerushalayim shel olam haba, so it's invitation only, and there's going to be screening. Ba'amar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Hasidim Tzadikim Shneikraim al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the future, Tzadikim are going to be referred to by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stamp his name on them. Shneimer Kol Anikra B'Shmi L'Chvado Barasi Yetzarti Af Asisi. Amar Shmo Bar Nechmin Amar Rav Yochanan Gimel Nikru al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three are going to be made reference to by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to apply his name to them. And they are Ve'elohein Tzadikim Mashiach in Yerushalayim. Tzadikin Hadamaran. So we already established that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his name on the Tzadikim. Mashiach Lichliv V'zeh Shmo Asher Yikru Hashem Tzidkenu. So that pasuk describes how Kadosh Baruch Hu places his name on Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Yerushalayim Dichtiv Saviv 18,000 Visham Ha'ir Miyom Hashem. So I'm sorry, Miyom Hashem Shama Al Tikra Shama Ela Shema. So in other words, the pasuk could have been read over there, but rather read it but Shema. Kadosh Baruch Hu places his name on Yerushalayim. Amar Velazar Sinim Sadikim Shaomil Ifne Kadosh, Kedarch Shaomil Ifne Akarish Baruchu. Eventually, the Sadikim, they're going to say Kadosh, just like we do in so in front of Akarish Baruchu. Shenemar Vayan Ishar Bitzion Vanasar Bishlaim, Kadosh Ye Amer. Alo, Kadosh Ye Amer Alo. Okay, so we're going to be describing them as Kadosh. V'amar Rav, v'amar Rav Yochanan, so Kadosh Baruch Hu lahagbia es Yerushalayim gimel parsos lamala. Kadosh Baruch Hu will raise Yerushalayim, elevate Yerushalayim, and give it an elevation of three parsos upwards. Shinemar v'ha v'ureima v'yashva tachteha. Mai tachteha ki tachteha. So just like Yerushalayim is three parsos from end to end, it will be elevated three parsos as well. And how do I know that's three parsos? I saw the original Yerushalayim, v'tlasa parsa havya. And it's three parsons from end to end. And maybe you'll tell me that it's painful to ascend, meaning, okay, that's an elevation, that's higher. Now it's gonna take a lot more work to get up there. We're gonna be like birds being able to soar and go up with no problem whatsoever. Amra Papash Mamina, hi. Eva Tlasa Parsa Midlay. Oh, by the way, the cloud formations are three parses up in the air. Amra Bichanina Bar Papa Biker Shakarash Baruch Hu Lasis Yerushalayim Bimida. Kadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to measure out Yerushalayim and give it a very clear delineation. Shenemar v'omar ana ata holech v'yom ha'elai lamod es Yerushalayim liros kama rechva v'kama arka. And the Pasuk in Zechariah gives this kind of vision where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to measure out Yerushalayim because that was the original plan, to measure it out. You know, there are many cities that are created in this world. And you never measured out how big they're going to be. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, where your name is written on it and your mikdash is on it, v'tzadikim besocha, and the tzadikim are in there. Atanosim ba mida. So now you're going to measure it, and you're going to circumscribe it within a certain parameter. So miyad vayomer elav rutz davar el hanar halaz lemor prazos teshev Yerushalayim meirov adam uveema uvesoch uvesocha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu then made the decision. You're right. So he basically said, no longer is he going to measure how big it's going to be. Amr Yisrael Kishas said Kadosh Baruch Hu lo sifa Yerushalayim elaf tafaf ginaos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to add to Yerushalayim. Now he's going to add elef, 1,000 tafaf. Now, the Rashbam over here says that the word tafaf is not meant to be understood as a word, but rather it is simply a gematria. Meaning you take the gematria of the word tafaf, tafpei. So that is 169. So you take the gematria of the word tafaf, you multiply by 1,000. So 169,000. Okay. So Aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu Sif Yerushalayim Elef Tafaf Gina Os Elef Kepel. So Rashbam says the same thing over here. In other words, it's just the gematria. Elef Kepel Migdalim. So the gematria of Kepel times 1,000 towers. Elef Litzui Biryanos. Again, same thing over here, just a it's a gematria, and elef elef vashni shilo tut parot. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will add all these different types of gardens and buildings to Yerushalayim Lasalavo. V'chol achas v'achas havekit zipori b'shavasa. And it will look like Tzipora at a time where Tzipora was successful. Tzipora was a city just west of Tveria, and in its heyday, it was a glorious city, and that's what these additions will look like as it relates to Yerushalayim. Tanya Amar Rav Yossi Ani Reisi Tzipora B'Shavasa. Rav Yossi documents and testifies that he saw Tzipori in its state of splendor. And it had in it 180,000 stores all selling food, meaning it had that kind of productivity and that kind of success. One more piece of Agadata for today. V'hatzela od tzela shel tzela shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim. So the and as far as the sides were concerned, so they are 30 by 3. My shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim, or 3 by 30. Amar Rav Levi, Amar Rav Papi, Mishum Rav Yoshua d'sichni im gimel Yerushalayim heim. If there in fact are going to be 3 Yerushalayims, so kol achas v'achas yesh b'shloshim madurim, they're all going to have 30 floors. Lamala. And in Shloshim Yerushalayim, now if there are going to be 30 Yerushalayims, Hain, Ko'achas Va'achas Yeshbaim Shloshim Adurim, there's going to be 3 floors. In other words, we're going to get to the same number, just a question if it's going to be 30 by 3 or 3 by 30. Lamala. Above that. Okay, Adkan. All right. That's the, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up. We pick it up with the, back to the Gemara, back to the discussion of the sale of the boat, Halacha. Okay, this ends the Agadata. Just a quick recap. hard to summarize today. Okay, I'll go back to the beginning of the parak. So Nine Gimel and Baba Basra. So we start the fifth parak of the Masechta. We talked about the sale of the boat, as opposed to the fourth parak, we talked about the sale of houses. So in the fifth parak now, we're talking about the sale of the boat, as the Rashbam points out. In the beginning of our parak, it's really fundamentally different, as opposed to houses where we can make distinctions between that which is a property versus that which is immovable. Over here, the boat obviously is immovable to begin with. So we have to look at really functionality as being the delineation between that which is included in the sale and that which is not included in the sale. As long as we were talking about a boat, it allowed for the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Aleph to launch into a lengthy discussion regarding various agadic pieces. What we learned over the last 3 days, starting from Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dal, and today's Daf, Ayin Hay. So it's fantastic. Now I say fantastic, meaning that there are things that we have not seen in our lifetime, unless you subscribe to this stuff, but things that we have not seen in our lifetime, or stories, rumors, allegations, but the Gemara tells it over, and La'asid Lavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should allow us all to see it. B'mehera v'yameinu.